Okay, we're going to continue on that theme, on microgravity effects of upward infiltration in porous media, and Naoto Sato will be giving this presentation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Naoto Sato, and I'm from Japan. The title of my today's talk is The Microgravity Effects on Upward Infiltration in Porous Media. Today, I will present recent results from our research. Okay, let's talk about my introduction. The ISECG is a forum set up by 14 space agencies to discuss the plan of space development. Their report, called the Global Exploration Roadmap, says that they target the realization of Mars manned exploration by 2030s. The mission targeting Mars is expected to take 3 years. This is very long-term mission, so we need some life supporting systems. For example, water circulation systems and water treatment system and plant growth systems for crop production in space called space agriculture. In order to establish space agriculture, it is necessary to understand water movement in soil under microgravity in order to supply water to the root of crops. The current water flow theory assumes porous media to be a bundle of capillary tubes. The suction force of porous media is capillary force of straight capillaries. So, capillarized theory and water movement theory in unsaturated porous media are really close to each other. The capillarized theory is represented in this equation. As shown in this equation, when the gravity reaches zero, the water height will be extremely high. Maruo et al. Confirmed the applicability of the capillarized theory under microgravity, and capillarized theory actually consistent with the theory. This figure shows the result of their parabolic flight experiment. Microgravity lasted for about 20 seconds, and red line shows the gravity, blue and green plots shows the measurement value, and dashed line shows the theoretical value. When the gravity approached zero, water level increased and stopped at the upper end of the capillary. Therefore, capillarized theory was also applicable under microgravity. And then, I wonder if the water in vertically installed porous media also rises as well as capillary water under microgravity. Do the porous media suck up more water under microgravity? Is it consistent with the theoretical prediction? This is the Lucas-Washburn's equation. Lucas-Washburn's equation described fluid flow through the cylindrical capillary tubes, and it is extended to imbibition into porous media. As shown in this equation, imbibition distance is proportional to the square root of elapsed time. This equation is particularly represents the water movement in no-gravity gradient condition, and it can be applied to the horizontal flow on the Earth. And this equation also should be applied in microgravity condition. The horizontal flow under one gravity and under microgravity should be same. However, microgravity hindered water imbibition rates. This is the result of the imbibition experiment performed in Space Station Mir by Yendra et al. 1.5 diameter glass beads were used as porous media, and Jones and Orr digitized the results. And they found that the imbibition under microgravity was faster than the vertical flow under one gravity and slower than horizontal flow under one gravity. Jones and all hypothesized that this slack flow was due to the decrease of permeability by increasing of air fluid porosity. This figure shows the results of our previous research. We used more finer granules as porous veneer. Its diameter was about 0.2 millimeters. And we conducted horizontal flow experiment under one gravity and under microgravity. In this case, also infiltration rate extremely decreased under microgravity. Now, let's summarize previous research. The horizontal flow with 1.5 millimeters and 0.2 diameter granules slowed down under microgravity. This seems to be due to increase of air fluid porosity. In this study, we observed vertical flow in porous media under microgravity with 1.0 and 2.0 millimeters diameter glass beads during extremely early stage of imbibition. Okay, let's talk about my materials and methods. We evaluated upward water imbibition in vertically installed porous media under microgravity. We used two types of glass beads as porous media. One was 2 mm diameter and another one was 1 mm diameter. These glass beads were packed in a column and vertically installed on a water reservoir. Pressure regulating pipe was prepared in order to ensure that the negative pressure does not generate it in the water reservoir when porous media suck up water. First, we added water to the water reservoir under one gravity, and then water level difference between the pressure regulating pipe and the porous media columns occurred because of the suction force of the porous media. The water level difference was measured to estimate the contact angle. And we estimated contact angle with using this equation, and the contact angle was 0.384 degree for 2 mm glass piece and 0.911 degree for 1 mm glass piece. And after water level stabilized, this equipment was fallen freely from 45 meters high with using drop tower in Hokkaido, Japan. Microgravity condition lasts 2.8 seconds and gravity quality maintained below 10 to the power of minus 3 g. Water upward imbibition during the freefall was captured by a video camera and analyzed for temporal change in water level using ImageJ software. Okay, let's talk about my results. Please look at this figure. The horizontal axis shows the elapsed time and the vertical axis shows the imbibition distance. Black line shows the gravity and microgravity lasted 2.8 seconds. Each plot shows measurement value and each color curves theoretical value by Lucas-Washburn's equation. As you can see, measurement value of the 1 mm glass piece blue plots agreed well with those of the theory. Upward imbibition occurred by a larger suction force of porous media than that on the ground. However, the early value of the 2 mm glass piece, this led plots in this area, disagreed with the theory. But they agreed near the end. It is suggested that water rises called jump occurred. As shown in this figure, there were little change in the water level before 1.6 seconds. However, 0.1 seconds later, the shape of the wedding front suddenly changed. This phenomenon is called jump. Liu et al. Observed upward imbibition in 1 mm diameter glass piece under one gravity, and he found that fluid exhibits a jump behavior at the neck of pores in an initially dry condition. And we also confirm the jump behavior under microgravity. And this figure shows the relationship between the imbibition distance and square root of elapsed time. The measurement value of 1 mm diameter was agreed with the theoretical value. However, the measurement value of 2 mm diameter was below the theoretical value. Okay, now let's summarize my results. In the very early stage of imbibition under microgravity, there was no trapped air. Upward imbibition was consistent with the theory with using 1 mm glass beads. And water movement called jump behavior was occurred when water was imbibing with using 2 mm glass beads. The measurement value of 2 mm diameter was below the theoretical value. In order to accurately represent water movement under microgravity, we need to elucidate the relationship between the factors that inhibit imbibition and magnitude of the impact. This is my acknowledgement. Thank you for your kind attention. Equipment?
Crash.
Yeah.
Is it a vacuum inside there, or is it you're getting air resistance as it
vacuum
drop, inside the drop tower?
No.
It's just regular air.
Yes.
Other questions?
I guess if we put traces of wetting agent in water, this whole thing changes dramatically.
Sorry? Surface tension change.
Of that bigger equations, but doesn't that change the whole thing radically?
You mean under microgravity?
In gravity or in microgravity, but I think it seems like that would be especially profound.
But I don't know. We didn't measure the surface tension under microgravity.
No, I know you did.
Will it change the experiment?
Okay.
That's a management tool for microgravity.
Thank you.
Change the surface tension of water.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have one more very, very important question. Where did you get your Soil Geek t-shirt? Because I
bought one. Thank you.
Great shirt. Check this shirt out, you guys. Soil Geek.
Yeah. Thank you.